Welcome to your GCSE Biology Revision Podcast. I'm your tutor, and today we're diving into one of the most fundamental topics in your entire combined science course, key concepts in biology, specifically cell structure, cell function, and microscopy. Whether you're revising for the first time or doing a final check before your exam, this episode has everything you need. Let's get started. So, why does this topic matter? Well, cells are the building blocks of all living things. Everything in biology, from how your heart beats to how plants make food to how bacteria cause disease, comes back to cells. Examiners know this, and that's why this topic appears in almost every paper. Get this right, and you've built a solid foundation for the whole course. Let's start with the basics. There are two fundamental types of cells you need to know: eukaryotic cells and prokaryotic cells. Eukaryotic cells are the more complex type. They have a nucleus, that's a membrane-bound compartment that contains the cell's DNA. Animal cells and plant cells are both eukaryotic. Prokaryotic cells, on the other hand, are much simpler. Bacteria are prokaryotic. The key difference? No nucleus. Their DNA floats freely in the cytoplasm as a circular strand. Now, let's go through the subcellular structures, the organelles, that you need to know for the exam. The nucleus contains the genetic material, DNA, which controls the cell's activities and carries the instructions for making proteins. Think of it as the cell's control centre, or the manager's office. Mitochondria, and remember, one is a mitochondrion, many are mitochondria, are where aerobic respiration takes place. This is where the cell releases energy from glucose. Cells that need a lot of energy, like muscle cells or sperm cells, have lots of mitochondria. Examiners love asking you to link the number of mitochondria to the function of a cell. Ribosomes are tiny structures found in the cytoplasm. They are the site of protein synthesis, where proteins are made. Every cell has ribosomes because every cell needs proteins. This is a really common exam point. Chloroplasts are found only in plant cells and some algae. They contain a green pigment called chlorophyll, which absorbs light energy for photosynthesis. So if a question asks why animal cells don't photosynthesize, the answer is simple. They don't have chloroplasts. The cell membrane is a thin, flexible layer that surrounds all cells. It controls what enters and leaves the cell. It's selectively permeable, meaning it lets some substances through, but not others. Plant cells also have a cell wall made of cellulose. This gives the cell a rigid structure and extra support. Animal cells do not have a cell wall. Many plant cells also have a large permanent vacuole filled with cell sap. This helps maintain the shape of the cell through a process called turgor pressure. Now, what about bacterial cells? Bacteria are prokaryotes, so they have a simpler structure. They have a cell wall, but it's not made of cellulose like plant cells. They have a cell membrane, cytoplasm, and ribosomes. They have circular DNA that floats freely in the cytoplasm. Many bacteria also have plasmids, small extra loops of DNA, and some have a flagellum, which is a tail-like structure used for movement. The critical thing to remember, bacteria do not have a nucleus, mitochondria, or chloroplasts.